This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is the live Wednesday edition, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. The number, I'll give it to you here in just a minute, but it's Mark with you.
Joel.
And Jay.
Free Talk Live. We were talking about Dash, which is a, it's going to be a new sponsor here on Free Talk Live. It's also a cryptocurrency. I guess you'd call it a competitor to Bitcoin, but, you know, maybe progeny of Bitcoin. There's so many different currencies out there. I wouldn't at any point, I'm not prepared to say Dash is better than Bitcoin or Bitcoin's better than Dash or any of these things, because I don't have the chops from a programming standpoint to be able to talk about that stuff. I can tell you that Bitcoin has 500 times, and that's just an arbitrary number I picked out because the amount of market penetration they have is just phenomenal compared to the next closest coin that's out there, token or whatever. But, you know, they're having some of their market share from the standpoint of, you know, the market cap, which means how much the how much Bitcoin's worth versus all the rest of the altcoins. That's changing a little bit. Virgil Vaduva, he is a good friend of the show and internet security guy, and he's not a big fan of Dash, and so you're pointing out some of the difficulties. Virgil, welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Yep. I mean, now I feel bad because I'm apparently calling to bash one of your sponsors.
Hey, I don't. That's not how Free Talk Live works. So Free Talk Live, you know, we talk about anything, and being a sponsor on Free Talk Live means that we're going to, people are going to have opinions. And
sure. I am not.
Hold on. You made some accusations about Dash, and sure. I just want Joel to have an opportunity. Joel's visiting here. Joel Valenzuela from Dash Force. He's sort of doing guest hosting situation, and some of the things that Joel, the points that Virgil made. If you'd like to rebuttals.
Yes. So, good thing about private send, right? So Dash has a privacy function called private send, right? It's been around for a few years, and it has absolutely never, ever, ever been broken. Never been de-anonymized. In fact, there is a running de-anonymization contest since February 27th of 2016, where someone donated $1 worth of Dash to the Monero development team, right? 0.25 Dash. That was $1 back in the day, right? Gives a transaction ID to Shapeshift, which is then converted to Monero, and that went through, I believe, 4 rounds of mixing of a possible 8 rounds, right? And there's a challenge to, an outstanding challenge to de-anonymize that, find out what was the origin transaction, where did it come from, what wallet did it come from. To this day, there's not been a single successful attempt to de-anonymize.
What's the bounty on this?
I can't see right off the bat of my
Let's presume it's large.
Yes. There is an ongoing bounty for that to be collected.
Okay.
And of course, there's all the props in the world if you manage to successfully de-anonymize the world's first great private coins transaction. Virgil?
Yeah, so the problem with dark send, and I'm not, by the way, I'm not a Dash expert, and I have no desire to be a Dash expert. I've never read any of their white papers, just glanced over them. In this market, I tend to rely on people that are cryptographers, are mathematicians, and kind of listen to their expert advice. Mostly, I make judgment on my own as well. The problem with dark send, which is now called private send, is that it relies heavily on liquidity on the Dash network, right? And
yes.
What Dash has right now is something that it's a liquidity problem. You have a network where an artificial scarcity has been created by locking in, I don't remember what it was. Last I looked, like 60% of equity or 60% of Dash in circulation is kind of locked into masternodes. So that's an issue right off the bat.
Isn't that the same problem that Bitcoin has, though? I mean, I've heard that 90%, and I don't know what the numbers are, but I just heard things, like 90% of Bitcoin's coins are just basically sitting in accounts,
sure.
And they're not doing anything.
That's a problem. And that's a problem. And that's why if you ever do use any mixing services, you need to use a mixing pool that has a large amount of Bitcoin liquid to mix. And that's exactly the problem that Dash is suffering from. There's really no, you know, there's it's a dangerous problem. And when you have a low pool to mix out of, you're going to run into major problems. And to call just plain coin mixing, you know, anonymous or private is outrageous. You're actually better off using Bitcoin mixing. Bitcoin mixing, just standard Bitcoin mixing services, are safer and better to use than Dash mixing, if you ask me.
I hate the idea of those things. I just can't trust it. I'm sorry, Virgil. I mean, just the concept of sending my coins to some place and, hey, mix these up with some other coins and then send them on. I trust you.
And guess what? Mark, there is a currency out there called Monero,
yes.
And they have solved this problem because mixing is actually built into the protocol. Unlike Dash, Monero doesn't have masternodes, Monero doesn't have a scarcity problem, and doesn't have issues associated with traditional Bitcoin mixing services.
Look, so this is I'm not going to come down, Virgil, I'm not going to come down one side or the other on this Monero Dash debate because I think that what we have to see is how things go. I think that I hold Monero. I like Monero, and I'm not going to diss Monero. I hold Bitcoin. I like Bitcoin, and I'm not going to diss Bitcoin. And at this point with Dash, it seems like the Chevy guys talking to the Ford guys, and you know the whole found on the road dead and versus you know you guys and your Hemis and whatever it is.
Mark,
it's Dodge.
Come on,
go ahead.
It's worse than that. It's really not like that at all because Dash. If you read the Dash paper, Dash specifically promises complete anonymity to users and complete fungibility. Both of these statements are blatantly false.
But,
so that's my complaint with this. If Dash would come out, if Dash team would come out and say, hey, guys, we are lacking in certain areas and we're working on fixing these problems, I would be on board with it. But they're not doing that.
Joel, what's fungibility?
Well, it means that one unit of currency is equal to the other, basically.
Okay.
And it's not like, oh, I would take these dollars but not the other ones, right? Because these ones have, like, trace amounts of cocaine on them or whatever it is to make that different.
Is it, don't all the cryptocurrencies have that fungibility? I don't understand.
Well, so you see, every single currency, cryptocurrency, operates on a blockchain, and so there is a transaction history that links where did this go before then? Where was the transaction been? What address? Every single cryptocurrency out there has one of these, right? And so the only thing that would make that fungible, right, would be making a coin so that its history is not known or not relevant, right? Of course, unfortunately, you will never have a cryptocurrency that is exactly like cash where you cannot tell the history. Although with cash, you know, if you do fingerprints for it, right? Even cash is not entirely fungible if you really went down to that level, but for practical purposes, right? So it's about can you link the past transactions, right? Linkability.
Okay.
Right?
So the possibility is that you spent that somebody spent the Dash token that I receive selling some Free Talk Live ads. Mm-hmm. Somebody at one point in the past used that to buy something illegal on Silk Road, and that somehow the government would then be upset at that particular piece of computer software. Is that what we're saying?
Yes, possibly.
Okay.
So
is that the issue, Virgil? Does that sound right to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that creates problems. There are already startups out there, Mark, that basically are dealing with, mining mining is not the right word, basically analyzing the Bitcoin blockchain.
Oh, yeah.
They're selling services to the DEA and federal agencies.
Yeah, blockchain analysis.
Yeah, blockchain allows that, yep.
Right. So the problem is, again, fungibility is important. And just like Joel is saying, and I agree with him. All cryptocurrencies, to some extent, suffer of this problem, but some are better at obfuscating history and making it extremely, extremely difficult for someone who does blockchain analysis to identify where a coin has been used. And
But at this point, there's this bounty that sits on this currency that was sent through this bounty that exists that says, "Hey, figure out where this this transaction came from and
link it to
it hasn't been taken.
Link it to its past." And
we'll
that
put that
never...
up at facebook.freetalklive.com so that any one of our listeners can go and get that bounty. I'm very interested in all this. Virgil, thank you.
All right.
Thank you for
calling.
Love
you guys. Take care.
Please feel free to call in the future. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I guess I'm going to have to become an expert on Dash really quickly. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
We're losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The
edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Joel.
And Jay.
And Joel's sitting in from Dash Force, and he's been answering some questions we have on this relatively new cryptocurrency called Dash. Now, I'm not going to pretend for a second like there isn't some kind of large dispute among the most well-informed nerds in the cryptocurrency world as to which one is best and which one isn't. I can't answer those questions. I have, you know, I've developed some opinions, but my opinions are, you know, they're just not as good as other people's. I want to open the dialogue. I think we're going to find out, over time what the best currencies are. And that's what I hope to do here on Free Talk Live. And if you're interested in, Dash, please, and these extra cryptocurrencies, please call in and ask your questions. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Talk about it here in just 1 second, but I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. So, Joel, we've talked about one sort of dispute between with Dash as far as maybe they use this mixing thing, and when there's not enough coin volume that it's not as secure as it could be. But that problem will probably be solved as Dash gets used as a currency in the future, right?
Yeah. So more importantly, it's not a problem. I don't understand how it's framed as a problem.
Okay.
It's sort of like saying. It's sort of like saying, oh, Bitcoin will become a problem when it's just too expensive for anyone to buy any units of, even the smallest denomination. It's like, well, hold on, you're talking about something crazy, completely hypothetical way in the future. Right now, private cent absolutely works, right? And if you see the criticism of the, oh, there's not enough liquidity to that is based on how much is in masternodes, right? And the masternode count of, like, locked down currency, right, is it's in flux constantly. It's not constant. It's not increasing all the time. It's not decreasing all the time. It tends to increase over time, right?
Masternodes come and go.
Yes. And so the proportion of the currency that's in actual circulation and able to be mixed has not really meaningfully declined at all, right? And so if you try to do like 8 rounds of mixing or something, it might be a couple hours. But the good thing about that is you can do that overnight, right? You can do that. You can just set the thing. I'm going to mix, go to bed, and then in the morning you have a pot of mixed funds, right? That have been mixed from different users all across the network. That know the masternodes who arrange the mixing don't know who those people are. They just know denominations are flying over. It's like say you got 5 people in the room. They each have $20. One, they have a 10, like a 5. Like 4 ones and a bunch of coins each.
And they're just handing these coins around and the bills around?
Well, what they do is they go to the trusted third party, right, the trustless third party, the masternode, and just they hand from behind a curtain, they just hand all this money, right? And then the masters take this big pot of money, and then they just mix it up, just completely mix it up. And then they take the denominations out, right, the 10, the 5, the 4 ones, and the bunch of coins. They do, okay, this is a $20, and they push it through the curtain. Someone grabs it. Push it through, take it again, push it through. So everyone has the same amount of money in the same denominations they did before, but those units are completely different, and no single person knows, no one knows who anyone is in this transaction, right? It's all obfuscated.
And it that sounds completely plausible to me. What about the blockchain debate? So in Bitcoin, there's this this dispute of should we raise the block size, and that's the amount of transactions that can be done in a given 10-minute period. And right now, they're hitting the top of those. Like every single block is full.
More like last year.
Yeah.
Well, right now it's gotten bad.
And now it's getting to the point that it costs a lot of money to do a transaction. What about
average fee is over $1 now.
Does Dash have a technology that's built in that will prevent that from occurring?
Yes, in a few ways. So to begin with, Dash has, I believe, a 700 or so kilobyte block size and a 2.5 minute block size interval. That basically means that all Dash's blocks are slightly smaller than Bitcoin's, but they come by four times as fast. So that's three times the transaction capacity just off the bat, just right now, right? So that means that right now, without any additional improvements, Dash could be three times Bitcoin size in order to run into those same problems.
Yep. Right? Okay, that's good.
So then the masternodes, right, the stakeholders who run the network and receive 45% of the block size, block reward or inflation of the currency, they were already polled when Bitcoin started running into this problem of, what are we going to do when we start running into this thing? And 95%+, I don't remember the exact figure, but the overwhelming majority voted, we're going to raise our block size limit to 2 megabytes, right? So everyone already knows that everyone in Dash is already on board with this very simple fix that Bitcoin still can't get around to.
Right. So one thing that the Dash has that Bitcoin doesn't, and this can really stick in the craw of a lot of people, is governance.
Yes.
And whereas, you don't lose anything. The government can't take things from you, but they can make decisions a lot more easily than in the Bitcoin community.
Yes, and that's the challenge with Bitcoin, right? And I'm a longtime Bitcoin user. I mean, I've been using it since 2013, and I've been living exclusively off of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin first, for about a year and a half now.
Have you really?
Yes. I don't have a bank account.
Wow.
It's only New Hampshire, right? If this was anywhere else, I'd be a little bit nuts. But right now, that's just all I do. It's all my income. That's
you must
all
know
I do.
Somebody who has an apartment that they'll rent to you, I guess.
Yes, I've made some arrangements like that. In fact, in the Manchester area especially...
How do you do the food thing?
Well, there's a few services. For example, I mean, not giving any... Hopefully I get paid for this free advertisement, right? But services such as Gift, G-Y-F-T, or eGifter...
Yep, I'm familiar with that.
...sell gift cards for large grocery stores, for example, Whole Foods or whatever, or Target, and you can buy those at a discount with cryptocurrency, mainly Bitcoin at this point.
What kind of discount?
Depends on... Gift doesn't really offer discounts anymore. eGifter, last I checked, and it's been a couple months, but was somewhere around like 5% or so.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a small discount, but you still can just buy gift cards and then use that balance to go pay for stuff.
You could also use the store coupons that they have,
yes,
too. So.
Yeah, so there's that. There's also... there's a series of Bitcoin debit cards, right? These are effectively prepaid debit cards that get funded by cryptocurrency, right? And I have one of those right now. I use ShakePay, which is a Dash debit card. It uses Dash, Ethereum, and Bitcoin. Takes it directly. So within 7 minutes, and I counted this, right? I did an instant send transaction, and time it took. Within 7 minutes, I got from Dash to spendable dollars on my Visa card able to be spent anywhere.
Wow.
So that makes it pretty easy to just have only cryptocurrency and yet still live in a world that isn't quite at that stage yet.
We've got Joel here on Free Talk Live. He's living completely on cryptocurrencies, and he's from Dash Horse. 855-450-FREE. Call in with your questions. That's 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, Wednesday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Joel.
And Jay.
You can give us a call, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And it's been a lot of cryptocurrency talk tonight. We've also talked about borders and that sort of thing, which is a pretty common Free Talk Live fare. But I think that it's fair to say the vast majority of Americans have heard of a cryptocurrency, probably Bitcoin, and they may not know what it is, but they've heard something, and that there's been a great deal of market penetration. It looks like the world, to me, it looks like the world's changing. It could very well be a world where cryptocurrencies are important, relevant, and, I don't know, hope upon hope, replace the old, tired, worn-out government currencies out there. And I think that's what I want to keep in mind when we talk about these cryptocurrencies and the innovations and the each one of their technologies and that sort of thing is that, to me, it's important to find out which one's the best, but it's going to take a long time to figure that out. What's more important to note is which currencies are the worst? And those are the ones that are purported by governments, that are run by central banks, that wars are fought over, that the hidden taxes are given to, that people die over on a daily basis, these government currencies.
And they are the number one funder of wars. Not only they fought over them, but it makes war possible.
That's what I'm trying to get across here is that these government currencies, when the United States government, or you pick the country, it doesn't make a difference, when they want to go to war, they print some more currency to pay for the war. They don't tax you. It's not like war bonds back in World War II when it said, buy war bonds, support our troops, buy war bonds. Well, what did George Bush say when a reporter asked him, what can we do to support the Iraq war effort, back when the Iraq war was something that most people, Americans, were behind? Well, he said, go shopping. Because he understood that the velocity of money was good for the U.S. dollar. He didn't say buy war bonds, because it doesn't matter anymore. It completely doesn't matter at all.
The U.S. dollar is a war bond.
That's what it is. So that's what I like to keep in perspective here is that, there is an enemy, and it's not us. It's these fiat currencies, the euro, the dollar, the ruble. You pick. It's a mess.
Yeah, and obviously that's, in my view, that's kind of a weird thing to do, is to try to fight amongst different competing amazing technologies. It's just like, but it's the natural human inclination towards tribalism, right? We see it right in the Liberty Movement. Oh, those people on Keene doing crazy stuff. All those Manchkins in Manchester, they're doing this. And, but what about this place in the Carolinas? And, there's this free project. We're all better than you. But ultimately, I think any progress in that area is good progress, right? So, obviously, we have to sort of figure out which tools, right, technology, are better for which purposes, right? But if something that's 10 times better wins out over something that's 25 times better, sure, I wish there would be something 25 times better. But, like, right now, a lot of people were promoting Bitcoin not because it was the best or the most advanced cryptocurrency, but because it was the largest. And in so doing, it's the best chance of getting non-government money into people's hands, right? And so a lot of people backed Bitcoin based on that, with Bitcoin goes all of cryptocurrency. Now there's a little bit more kind of competitiveness. But ultimately, I don't view bashing other coins as a good thing, right, necessarily.
And you write for these cryptocurrency.
And I am what one might call a paid shill, right? My job is to help the ecosystem around one of these coins. And I will, of course, do that, but I don't think that the way to help is by bashing other coins. I don't think that one should ignore some facts and stuff. For example, when I say I did a Bitcoin transaction and it was like $12 and it cost me about $2 and it was stuck for a week and then got rejected, I don't think that that's bashing Bitcoin. That's just a simple statement of fact. I still wish Bitcoin would succeed. Right, I really hope it. Well, it does. I'm more backed on other things, but there you have it.
Yeah, Bitcoin has about 60% as far as the market share of the capitalization rate, the amount that cryptocurrencies are worth. 60% of it is Bitcoin, and then the other 40% is all the other coins. So I just wanted to go through some of these coins, Joel, and have you just comment and say if you. A few words on each one of the coins so that people can get educated on the different types. I'm going to go here to coincap.io. They are the sponsor of Free Talk Live and a great site. And you can get their app and you can set up your own little wallet there. And you can watch currencies. You can set amounts. It's really great because you can see what your sort of net worth is in crypto right there in the app. I think it's great. You go to, number two, Ethereum. Tell me about Ethereum.
Well, I'm definitely not an Ethereum expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I would not really call Ethereum a cryptocurrency in that its main purpose is not really money. its main purpose is smart contracts, right, to power dApps or decentralized applications, right?
So you could, we were talking about it here on the air, you could use it to distinguish whose property lines are whose. Currently, yes. We have deeds.
Well, and that's the thing. You don't even need a smart contract for that. There's just a record somewhere that just says this is this person's. A smart contract is a self-executing contract.
Okay.
So that means if I do work, you have to pay me, right? So it's what happens is if we have this agreement in a contract, at that point I just say, all right, I did this stuff, pay me. And then you may not want to pay you. In which case, I'd have to get some kind of guy with bigger muscles than you to beat your head in to get you to pay me, right? That's kind of the law enforcement system. Now,
yeah.
They have dumb contracts. A smart contract links to your wallet, and as soon as I'm able to prove that I did the work, it just the money goes to me as per our contract. Self-executing.
Would that be a third party that would then distinguish whether that's the case?
Well, that's the thing, is the contract itself is the third party.
How does the contract know whether or not you've washed my car?
Well, obviously, here we go to the big can of worms. It's a lot more complicated than just saying, all right, we just arrange this thing. Just like with legal terminology, you have to be very careful with the words you use so that you make sure you're getting the deal you thought you were. With a smart contract, there would have to be something like, you'd have to say, if three of this pool of observers all agree that the car is now sufficiently washed,
okay,
and they sign off on it, it auto-executes, in that example.
So the money is essentially like held in escrow as soon as you create the smart contract, or the smart contract has the ability to remove the money from the wallet? You can't,
yes,
like,
in
stop
that,
it?
In that situation, yes. So you cannot renege on a smart contract.
I think I'd like to do business that way, because I've got piles of contracts that essentially haven't gotten paid for.
Yeah.
But, wow. You know, it was because I did a deal with someone who didn't have the money to pay me. So at least it proves, hey, they got the money to pay you when you enter into this.
Yes. And the thing is, the challenge with these smart contracts in Ethereum is the good thing is it sounds like it's something that could change the entire way humanity conducts itself forever after. Amen. Holy bleep, right? The problem is, how do we get from here to there? It's very experimental. There have been some instances. For example, there was a project called the DAO, as in the Decentralized Autonomous Organization, which was sort of a fund. There was sort of an investment vehicle. And someone was able to exploit a weakness in the code, right? Exploit a weakness in the code in order to just siphon all the money away. And so, basically, the DAO investors just got robbed, not based on, like, breaking the code or hacking. It wasn't even a hack. They just exploited something that's in the code because it was not written airtight.
Yeah, it was a big deal, and Ethereum split into two currencies.
Yes. So bottom line, smart contracts, really great, but we got to figure them out.
Yeah, it is the technology that could change the world, but hasn't done it yet.
Yes, maybe 10 years off. We'll see.
855-450-3733. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
When I get to about three-quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dinovite.com. We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. And, you know, we've been talking about cryptocurrencies this evening, and I want to keep talking about them because I really do truly believe that these things are going to change the world. I've believed that since 2011 when Free Talk Live premiered Bitcoin here on the air. We are the first, the best I can tell, the very first non-technical media to discuss Bitcoin. Now, I think there's a guy named Max something that you know might dispute that, but I have yet to see the dates as far as their shows go. So January 2011, we're doing pretty good. The numbers, 855-450-3733. Going to go right to Skype. We got Masterminded calling in to talk about Dash. Masterminded, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Joel, how's it going?
It's going very well, thank you.
Oh, we need to get you a Dash shirt there.
Yeah, I know. This is like the old like bury the hatchet shirt. In fact, fun
You're
fact.
You're wearing a Bitcoin shirt.
Yes, I'm wearing a Bitcoin shirt that I bought with Dash.
It's fascinating.
Well, mine, over here, Jay says love on it in the Ron Paul Levolution symbol, and mine just says Carhartt.
Carhartt, that's my favorite coin.
Yeah, I wanted to respond to the earlier caller about private send. It's actually been reviewed by Christoph Atlas, who's a security expert. It was a while back.
He's also been on Free Talk Live and sat in the studio while the show was being done on multiple occasions. Good friend of Stephanie Murphy, one-time Free Talk Live co-host. Go ahead.
Yeah, a good guy. He did a review of it. It's been a while back. Maybe
when you say good guy, he is no nonsense. I don't think of him as a good guy. I think of him as a person who is bluntly honest. And by blunt, I mean really, really blunt. You know, if he, you know, he's going to tell you what he thinks. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, he did a great review, and just like you said, he, you know, he laid it on the table. There was some things that needed to be fixed. They were fixed, and you know, it was called Dark Sin back then. It's now Private Sin. Like I say, he probably needs to do another review, but not too much has changed as far as the tech goes. But the caller earlier, he didn't seem to have a clue as to what he was talking about. He was repeating stuff that he had heard. From other people, and then once these questions were answered, he just kind of moved on to the next thing. And I don't know what his deal. I guess he's just, I don't know why he's hating so much.
Yes, I happen to know have known him, worked with him before. I do believe he's a very big fan of Monero. And
yep. Let me. So I've heard things about Dash. Let me toss a few things at you. You're in the Dash community, is that right, Mastermind?
I am the founder of the Dash Force. Yes.
Okay. Excellent. I have heard that Dash had a period where billions and billions of coins were pre-mined, and at pennies, less fractions of a penny a piece, and that all those people are going to make super, super amounts of money, and why would you get involved in that?
Yeah, they call it the Instamine. A lot of people like to call it a fast mine. There was, I think, about 2 million coins mined in the first 48 hours, and a lot of these coins were sold quickly on all the exchanges, like the miners tend to do with all coins. A lot of these coins were also hacked from a lot of the exchanges.
What's that mean? Like taken in a hack?
Yeah, there was a CEX, I think, was one of the first exchanges that got hacked. And I don't know how many. I think it was, I want to say hundreds of thousands. This was way at the 3 years ago at the beginning. But lots of coins were hacked from there. There was another exchange, MintPal, who had a lot of their coins hacked as well, not just Dash or Darkcoin at the time, but pretty much all their coins were hacked. And then we had Cripsy, another...
Yeah, I've heard about the Cripsy hack.
It was hacked. That guy sold off a bunch of hundreds of thousands of Dash. He really suppressed the price, and it was down to $2 back in 2015. And so everybody had plenty of time to buy the cheap Dash. And it's very spread out. The founder, he said that he had, I think 250,000 Dash, of which I believe 200,000 were mined. He has agreed to give those, back to the community, to donate them to various DAOs.
Yeah. So if I could jump in real quick, there was two original members of Darkcoin/Dash, Evan Duffield and Internet Ape. And from what I've heard, Internet Ape ended up exiting the project and selling off all his coins a long time ago. So that would just leave, of the original people, when the initial mining was happening, just Evan Duffield. And I was there at the open house in Phoenix, Arizona for the new Dash Core team offices when Evan Duffield announced that he was going to take an advisory role to the program. He shut down all of his masternodes, so he has no direct say over what happens to Dash anymore, and he pledged that 80% of his personal fortune would go to community-based projects. He was just going to give it away. So right now, of that, like, I don't know who this mythical person is who has this big hoard of coins mined in the first 24, 48 hours who's just sitting on them, because they've been all very well distributed across the whole world.
Okay.
Yeah, they were dumped early on. A lot of the coins, there's been deep technical analysis of the mining. Can't really post links on the... I'll post a link once the live show's done. But, yeah, there's been deep technical analysis showing that the coins are very well distributed. And all these crypto coins have their own issues as far as their launch issues or distribution issues. Bitcoin's not immune to it. Monero's not immune to it. They had a cripple mine issue. And all these coins have their own different issues.
Yeah, I think that going after a coin was sort of what happened early on is a little unfair. Nobody seems to care that Satoshi Nakamoto, this mythical figure that created Bitcoin, probably possesses a great deal of bitcoins because he mined. Very few people were mining them initially, and he was one of them that was mining them. I know that there were technical issues with Bitcoin that had to be fixed, and you know they were. And you know that just kind of happens with a program when it's trotted out. So
yeah, so Satoshi supposedly has about 1 million coins.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I mean the Dash Instamine or Fastmine is really nothing compared. That's one person. There was literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people mining Dash. I'll post the links. That's the Ryan Taylor, the CEO now. He did a really deep analysis, and I'll post those links.
Yeah. And to clarify, Ryan Taylor,
we'll share them at on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com.
Yes, and to clarify, Ryan Taylor is the CEO of the Dash Core Team, which is a separate organization from the organization the Dash Force, of which I'm part of. And to clear up any confusion of saying he's the CEO of Dash.
Right.
Now he's CEO of one entity under the greater Dash ecosystem.
Yeah, so this is one of the things that I think is great about Dash is that although there is governance, it's not nailed down. It can, at any point, the people who possess the Dash can decide, yeah, we don't like that anymore, and we'll, you know, move on to a different governance team. And so they're much more nimble in the way that changes would be created. Now, that has its ups and downs, but so far, it hasn't been terrible, and we're sitting in a situation where Bitcoin really needs to make a decision one way or the other on block size, the block size debate.
I'll tell you what I really like about Dash, especially after having this conversation here. I don't have a lot to offer because I'm not as up on the cryptocurrency as you guys are. But last night I was at an establishment, and I made 3 purchases. I bought a tea, a couple mixed drinks, and a little meal. And I could have paid for it all with Bitcoin or Dash, but I didn't want to. The one guy, I said, oh, I'll pay you in Bitcoin. He goes, oh, that's kind of foolish. You're buying a $3 tea. It's going to cost you almost $1 to do the transaction fee. He's like, that's like paying a really high tax on tea. You know, we had wars over that in the past. And he started laughing, you know.
Yeah.
But he goes, you got a Dash wallet? I'm like, not set up on my phone. No, I don't. So I ended up having to give him, you know, this blood money, Federal Reserve note coupons, as I like to call them. And I hate using Federal Reserve notes, and I really want to use crypto. But, you know, if I go over here to Local Burger and buy a $6 cheeseburger and got to pay a $1 transaction fee, you know, I'm going to set up a Dash wallet on my phone here tonight and get some Dash just because, you know, the fees. And people are taking it. The last 2 weeks, a couple weeks, I've made Bitcoin transactions. I had to option to make a Dash transaction with that guy also.
Yeah, so definitely if the goal is to end the Fed and by liberty lovers, right, to get off of the Federal Reserve, paying exorbitant fees on Bitcoin is not going to get the job done. You need something that's actually usable as money if you're going to take over the current money.
Esther Mayan, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
The number is 855-450-3733. Or you can use Skype, like Mastermind did. The username is lrn.fm or the regular telephone number, 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.